This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show. With Anthony Lima.
Follow her on Twitter, at Mary Kay Cabot. We'll get to some of the Odell stuff coming up. And she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. But first off, Mary Kay, I don't know if you how long you were on hold. Do you agree with me on that? It's a paltry defensive line for the Bengals. It should make it even more likely. Maybe we go a little heavy. Maybe we decide to run the ball with both Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just having Geno Atkins out of this game alone, I think, is huge. I mean, he's an 8-time Pro Bowler. He's so, so great at clogging up that middle, and that's going to have a huge impact on this game. And then, as you mentioned, his backup is also out of this game. So they're down to their, you know, third-team defensive tackle there. But, you know, the Browns aren't going to feel too sorry for the Bengals about any of that because, obviously, if you look at the Browns' defense right now, there are so many guys that are injured. Even when I looked at that Ravens game, when I looked out there, I thought, geez, you know, this would probably be a different game if you had Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit, Kevin Johnson, Mack Wilson. It really putting a strain right now.
So many different new head coaches have gotten their week one dose of reality while, you know, manning the sidelines with the Cleveland Browns. How do you think that Stefanski approached that this week? How did he handle it?
Well, you know, he just didn't have much time to think about what happened in that game. And I think that was probably a good thing. I also think it's good that they're coming back home. It's on national television. They have an opponent that they should be able to beat. So it was just a quick 24 hours, get it out of your system and try to move on and get on the right track here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. About Odell, you wrote about Odell Beckham Jr. We read the article. Can you give us a bit of a summary about the possibilities with Odell Beckham Jr. for the 2020 season with the Browns there?
Well, I haven't gotten any sense that they are actively shopping him at this point. I know that Mike Francesa put that out on Twitter. I haven't gotten the sense that that's happening right now, but I will say this. If they remain committed to Baker Mayfield and if those two continue to have that kind of disconnect in football games, to me, it just doesn't look worth it to keep him here as a very disgruntled, not that he's disgruntled now, but he wouldn't be happy in that kind of a situation. This is, how many times did we hear Odell Beckham Jr. talk about wanting to win, wanting to be great, wanting to challenge for Super Bowls? You know, you can't have a player like that on your roster and have it going quite like that. So if it doesn't get better, then, you know, I would probably, and then I wrote that, I would give him permission to seek a trade and see what you can come up with.
Mary Kay, that just seems so early in the Odell experience. It's been 17 games, we knew head coaches, we knew the install was going to be different. But at the same time, we saw how emotionally distraught he was during the game, and that can be a little bit of the Odell experience. So how does a young, inexperienced head coach, how does he deal with something like that, especially with still a relatively young quarterback?
Well, that's a decision that they would have to make. They will have to decide how they want to deal with it. They can just let it continue on if it doesn't get better on the field. And look, how many times have we heard Odell say, it's going to be more reps between me and Baker? Well, you know, that just didn't explain Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins connecting for 14 out of 16 targets for 151 yards in their first game. They had no time on task together. So there's some kind of a style misfit, I think, between Baker and Odell right now. It doesn't mean that it can't get better. One way that I think it will get better, and I wrote about this as well, if Baker uses more play action, I think he will perform better for everyone. And in that game, he only used it 21.4% of the time. Not of his volition. It was Kevin Stefanski calling the play. So I'm not saying that Baker only used play action 21.4. I'm saying that it was only there for whatever reason, that amount. And that's not enough. That's absolutely not enough. He fares so much better when he fakes a handoff. So they've got to get back to way, way, way more of that. And I think that will open things up for Odell and for Austin Hooper to get the ball and everyone else, really.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. You have a story coming out with Joe Thomas saying that, now listen, we talked to Joe too. Don't think you're something special, Mary Kay. No, I'm kidding. You said Joe Thomas says it's a make or break year for Baker Mayfield, correct?
Well, you know what? He actually said more than that. He said, and I used this in my headline, he said Baker has to prove him. He knows he has to prove himself this year, or they just might have to go get somebody else. It was pretty strong. And he said this on an NFL Network availability yesterday. We did a Zoom call with him and Steve Smith and Colleen Wolfe, who will be working the game tonight. And those were really, really strong words from Joe Thomas, where he said, you know, it's fair to say if he doesn't perform the way you need him to, they might have to look elsewhere after this season. And not many people are really saying that yet. And, you know, I think, you know, when we leave the game tonight, we probably won't be saying that because I think it's going to be better tonight. But, you know, Joe brings up a point that I think a lot of people have thought about. You know, what if he is not who everybody thinks he is?
Mary Kay, we all agree, or most of us agree, way too early to even think about making a change at QB. However, the question has to be asked, is there a record in the first three or four games that would force Stefanski to make a change or the organization to make a change?
Well, I don't know that it's the record as much as it is the performance is the key here, okay? If everyone else seems to be doing their job pretty well and Baker is struggling for whatever reason, then you have to look at that position. If he's throwing interceptions, I can tell you this much. If he's throwing interceptions, Kevin Stefanski is not going to have patience with that. He's going to be over there on the sidelines, and Case Keenum will be in the game if he throws the ball to the other team. So that's got to stop. So I think tonight will be a good indication of what the future is going to look like. So no, I don't think it, you know, I don't think they're gonna, now that's another thing that I kind of disagreed with Joe on. Joe said he believes that they will give Baker Mayfield all 16 games this season to prove himself. I don't believe that. And Steve Smith didn't agree with that either. I don't believe that. If they are faltering, if he is faltering and if he's throwing picks, then I think they'll put Case Keenum in at some point.
Yeah, just a follow to that, Mary Kay. I can't imagine any first-year head coach thinking that no matter what, they'll be safe with this ownership and the way that it's been so topsy-turvy when it comes to turnover at the head coach position. So I can't imagine he'd just sit there and allow the entire thing to go down in flames if his quarterback's not playing well.
No, this is not an experiment for them. This season, this 2020 season, is not, hey, let's see if Baker Mayfield is really our quarterback of the future. That's not on the agenda. The agenda is winning football games, and that's what they intend to do. And again, I do believe that Baker Mayfield is set up for success this season. And I still believe that he is going to be way more successful this season than he was in that Baltimore Ravens game. It was the first time they put it out there together ever, any of these people.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good. I think they learned some things. I think Kevin Stefanski learned some things. Speaking about that play action, that's another thing. Joe said, well, you know, you kind of have to go away from play action when you fall behind. But I wrote a story the other day saying that they need to do it more. You don't have to go away from play action or the run game when you fall behind. Certainly not the play action part of it. So
I agree with you.
I just don't think so. I mean, we've seen Kyle Shanahan stick with it when they're behind. We've seen other people. So, no, they don't have to go away from it, and I don't think they will tonight.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. So something that you rarely see with Myles Garrett when he's out there with the Browns is just a no-show. I thought he really got owned right there by Orlando Brown Jr. and the Baltimore Ravens in that game. And they didn't move him around. I was surprised Joe Woods did not move him all over the place. I know they have Ronnie Stanley on the other side. How surprised do you think the Browns were to kind of get that effort out of Miles in his first game?
Well, you know what? Once again, this was the first time that this coaching staff threw their players out into a football game to see what they did. And I would have to think that they probably were surprised that they didn't get more production, more pressure out of Miles. I don't think it will be like that tonight. I thought, like you said, I thought Orlando Brown did a phenomenal job on him. He was just a mauler, and he really neutralized Miles. And you're right, they kept him over on that side the whole entire time. Because I'm guessing that they felt that he could get to the quarterback better over there, but it didn't happen. So, yes, definitely you need to see more from him, and I think that will begin tonight as well.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. Let's talk about that defense. Obviously, they have more issues than Miles. Miles should be the least of their worries. So, when it comes to an attack over a rookie quarterback this week, Joe Burrow in game number two, short week, are you going to see a little bit more creative work by the defensive coaches here?
Well, you know what? I'm sure they're going to want to give Joe Burrow some exotic looks. They're going to want to blitz. They're going to want to do some different things. I do think, however, that this coaching staff is cognizant of not overthinking it, of keeping it, you know, somewhat simple and not getting ahead of themselves, because once again, this is only their second time together out on a football field. I think that they will try to get pressure in any way that they can, but I don't think that they're going to try to do things that will confuse themselves more than they do the other team.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Final one for me. How worried are we about Greedy Williams and his future and his health? I mean, there's been a lot of games that he's been out, and, you know, we talked about Olivier Vernon as well, but when I stick to the young guys there with Greedy, am I raising a red flag here? I can't get the guy on the field.
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, when you look at the defensive backfield right now, three of your top guys are out in Grant, Greedy, and Kevin Johnson. That is a huge, enormous strain on your defensive backfield. They were down to Tavier Thomas at the nickel. You know, MJ Stewart wasn't apparently ready to go with his hamstring. So, you know, that's a huge, important position playing nickel corner right now. And it's going to be important tonight. My goodness, these guys have really good receivers. AJ Green is back, as we know, and a number of other really good receivers and fast ones, too. So, It is a challenge to be without one of your starting cornerbacks, one of your starting safeties, and your nickelback.
Do you have a prediction for tonight?
Tonight, you know, I'm picking the Browns to win this game. I think it's going to be difficult. I think it'll be difficult. I think the Bengals really.
No. Stop it.
They get up for the Browns. So I certainly think it's going to be a challenge to win it.
Yeah.
But I have every reason to believe that they will.
Let me just tell you right now, there was a slight pause when I asked you the Greedy Williams question, and I had to write to Lime. I go, oh, my God, did I just ask a repeater? Because I thought for a second I didn't hear you on something, and I thought, oh, my God, I asked her about Greedy Williams. She already answered about Greedy Williams. I was afraid, Mary Kay. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm sorry. Sorry about the pause.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It was mine. I'm supposed to be the conductor of the interview. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. We thank you very much for your candidness. You've certainly given us a lot to think about, and we appreciate it, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game tonight, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Was she getting texts about the Adam Schefter interview thing?
I believe she was, yes.
Yeah, that's what she was getting. That's what she was getting. Odell Beckham Jr. has more interviews than receptions so far in 2020. We talk about that next, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.